Last week, Wisconsin and I did an interview with the authors of a Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance major study that said Wisconsin really has two economies. There is north of Highway 29, the 20 counties with 9% of the population that have been lagging since the Great Recession, and south of Highway 29, those 50 counties have been doing better. In the middle of that debate is Wausau and Marathon County and central Wisconsin. So I really am glad that David Ekman, President and CEO of the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce, has come in to give us a regional perspective. Now, you read the WTA study. Talk about its bottom line conclusion, that there is a north and a south divide economically. Yeah. Agree?
Absolutely.
But you didn't need a study to be told that. Based on your own experience, talk about what you've seen as someone that's worked there for decades.
Yeah, I've been in the Wausau Metro and actually Central Wisconsin region for over a decade now, and then when I had a business up that way too. And bottom line is that with the boomers, the retirements taking place, and the shrinking demographic, we simply don't have enough people in northern Wisconsin, north central Wisconsin predominantly too.
Well, Highway 29 was that benchmark that the study used. Mm-hmm. Wausau is seen as the gateway to the North Woods. Is that true of your central Wisconsin region? Now, I know we're going to look at stats in a few minutes, but what have you seen just in the Wausau area?
Well, in the Wausau area, you know, from our perspective as a leading business organization, we deal with manufacturers, we deal with finance, insurance, healthcare. And all of those sectors that drive our economy in the greater Wausau area, central Wisconsin, do not have enough people. There's demand and job growth, but when it comes down to it, we have a very low unemployment rate, but we simply do not have the people to fill those positions.
What type of skills are the employers that you work with that are desperate for people needing, David?
Well, they have applied skills, but quite frankly, talking to businesses just in the last 2 weeks up there, give me a warm body that I can work with, and I will train them and get them up to speed on what we need them to do. That means that they're willing to invest into singular programming with academic institutions to help them get the skills that they need to apply in the industries that they're in.
Do they need degrees from a tech college, from the two-year college, from the four-year university? You started with warm body,
yeah.
So that's the first criteria?
Yep. It really is. People that are willing to work and show up and have good work skills to show up every day and then to build the skills that they have. Okay, so you have different levels of certifications that you need. Obviously, if you're in the healthcare profession, you have to have certifications that go with that. But those are academic programs that you have to move people into through an education process that takes time to do that.
How has your area of central Wisconsin come back from the Great Recession? Because that WTA study mentioned measured 2009 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
Regionally, how has your region recovered or not recovered?
No, it has. It could be doing so much better if we had the people to support the job growth that's going on at this point in time. Manufacturing booming. The different types of manufacturers, we're metal bending in Marathon County predominantly. And then healthcare supportive. Now, so healthcare is growing by leaps and bounds. Why? Because we're at that point of which you indicate. We are at that point in the center of Wisconsin where we are the funnel for healthcare excellence in the northern part of the state. We have boomers to the north of us retiring, and they require those healthcare services, and they're coming to Wausau for those.
What's at stake in this debate as we look out 10 and 15 years for your region? Not statewide, but just your region.
So we have strong industry sectors in manufacturing, healthcare, finance, insurance, and commercial services. And they're all supportive. They're all intertwined. But we're not seeing the level of population growth that we require to sustain the growth that we're looking at in for decades to come. Actually, when you look at the statistics, how we're positioned to grow, what we are going to see is that organizations are going to look to expand elsewhere. We've already heard that from some manufacturers.
From some of your local employers?
Absolutely.
Some of the anchors of your economy?
Yes. We have companies that are saying, you know what, I got a facility in Las Vegas, and I think I'm going to look there to expand. Okay? And so, and then the other thing that's coming at us, and it's going to come fast and furious, is that business. Business always finds its way through challenges. So even as we in economic development are trying to position resources and get some programs into place, business will always move forward and find solutions irrespective of what we do. So that means automation is coming, robotics is coming, mm-hmm. and likelihood that as automation occurs and robotic manufacturing occurs is that manufacturers will do more with less people. Bottom line.
I want to be specific. What you heard about the giant Foxconn proposal for Southeast Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced July 26th in the White House, July 27th in Wisconsin. Would Foxconn have not have been able to choose to go to your region because of not enough workers?
Correct.
It just was a non-starter.
Correct. We even had this discussion today. For my manufacturers and our companies and our region, we don't want a company that's going to bring 400 new manufacturing jobs at this point in time.
You don't want that, even though it would be such a boom to your county, to Marathon County.
It could decimate the other manufacturers. Unless that expansion opportunity is not so disruptive in the current labor market set demand, fine. But if we're talking about bringing in a manufacturing company that has the potential to cannibalize our mm-hmm. other manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
we don't have that ability.
Taking off your regional economic development hat, are you a fan of the Foxconn deal for the whole state of Wisconsin?
I am.
Do you think it has a real potential for a $10 billion with a B dollar investment and 13,000 jobs?
I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
How come you're so optimistic?
Because...
And do you think any of your Marathon County employers will share in the residual benefit mm-hmm. of Foxconn, assuming it builds that major complex?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no. We have some local construction firms that are likely going to benefit from that. Okay, that cuts both ways. So you have construction companies that are local that are going to be probably doing some work, but at the same time, they may be pulling construction workers out of our economy. So it cuts both ways on the construction front. But from a manufacturing standpoint, this is transformative. Wisconsin is a manufacturing state. And for our companies, now, we won't necessarily have a lot of companies that have supply chain opportunities, not at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
There are some.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the ability to do business with the Foxconn in the supply chain is an opportunity. Now, I don't see Foxconn in terms of its demand for employees necessarily hitting the high points of our manufacturing sector because we are specific metal fabricating.
So Foxconn isn't going to raid your Marathon County worker?
Nope, don't see the alignment in the standard occupational codes that exist.
But because of the workforce numbers, which we'll go through in a minute, the Wausau Region Chamber couldn't entertain the notion of bidding for Foxconn and certainly couldn't entertain the notion of bidding for the second Amazon headquarters.
No. We looked at that and it was like, no, we don't have a population core of 1 million people, which Amazon requires. Now, the southeastern Wisconsin corridor coupled with the northern Illinois corridor can certainly entertain that,
yeah.
Where we cannot. But the big thing about Foxconn for the state of Wisconsin is it's a transformation from an old economy manufacturing to a new economy manufacturing, okay? And that's important if we're going to move forward in the future. For this state, we've moved away from a paper-based manufacturing. Not to say paper is not important; it is extremely important because of the paper converters in the state of Wisconsin. Okay, but we're moving towards a new type of manufacturing that leads us into the 21st century economy. Now, Foxconn, through all its intensive purposes that are going to develop in the southeastern part of the state, are likely, or very likely, going to draw attention of other people looking for that type of work. That has maybe transpired out in San Jose, California, where you have the IT workers going to work, or down in Arizona. That same respect, we have that opportunity to attract talent, because we have a talent deficit in the state of Wisconsin. And we have to be at the front of creating a new message.
As a veteran economic development specialist, it sounds to me like you've had to make a career turn and no longer sell Central Wisconsin to different companies, come here, relocate here, but you've had to change your focus to say, how can we deal with this shortage of qualified workers, right?
Yep.
Is that job one for you now?
It is. It is, and, without question. And that's happened in 5 years.
And what progress have you made in 5 years as you've made this turn? It used to be, rah, rah, Marathon County, come here. Mm-hmm. And now it's, we help us. Here's how we're going to solve the worker shortage.
Right.
What progress?
Well, I stepped away from economic development in its pure comprehensive sense when I left Marathon County Development Corporation, went to work for the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Stevens Point.
Yeah. And my background in that area is that the university system, now UW-Stevens Point, 9,000 students. What other opportunity does a region have to bring 9,000 fresh faces to a community and engage those 9,000 fresh faces and try to keep them in a region? That's really where I got a new education, per se, at UW-Stevens Point, was the opportunity. And then you saw the talent shift happening. We saw it nearly 6 years ago, but what happened was the recession really delayed some things that were coming, and then all of a sudden now they're hitting a smack in the face with respect to not having enough people for the economic growth we have.
Are you now telling the class of 2018 at Wausau East, you don't need to go to a four-year university? You can get trained for the jobs of the future and have a career in Marathon County by going to a tech college or by going to work for one of your major employers?
You certainly can do that. The pathway to gainful employment, there are students that are going to want to go right from high school to the workforce. Wouldn't recommend it because that's where we're at today, but the economy changes. You see, we've got to remember the world revolves, you know, and we're just part of it, and so things change. So, yeah, they can go to work, but should go to a tech or should go to a university, depending where their heart and their minds are.
This is your message, trying to get them to stay in your area and
yes.
not go to the Twin Cities or Denver or Chicago or somewhere.
Correct.
Correct?
That's right. It's about retaining. We have to attract because we plain have a deficit. But it's like being in business. When you have a customer, getting a customer is an expensive thing, but when you have them, you got to keep them. And the way I look at our talent in our region is that they're our customers. They have the world to choose from. Mm-hmm. They can choose to stay in Wausau or they can leave. We have to work from early years in their childhood to make sure they recognize the value of their community, their education system, and what the community offers them for growth. That's what we do at the Chamber.
Quick follow-up question before we look at Marathon County stats, and it deals with the UW system. The realignment announced by President Cross last week mm-hmm. assigned UW-Marathon County to Stevens Point.
Correct.
Does that hurt Marathon County because it will no longer have its own two-year college, or is that a good thing?
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It
why?
It's a good thing. Well, you saw the numbers. We've been working
51% drop in enrollment at UW-Marathon County.
Yep. And
why?
And well, because there's so many choices now. Students have choices. There's nearly 42 total in the state of Wisconsin post-secondary institutions with all your technical colleges, your UW colleges, and your comprehensives.
And your 24 private colleges and
Correct.
Universities. And there's more than 40. Excuse me, go ahead.
Yep. So you have choices. And so when you look at the enrollments in central Wisconsin at Wood County, in Marathon County, and then at Point, in declining enrollments as well, mm-hmm. that when you look at economic development, higher education, Michael Porter, if Michael Porter's an expert on economic development and competitiveness. And higher education is a key component to ensure competitiveness of any economy. That means four-year comprehensive universities and strong technical colleges, okay, in Wisconsin. That you have to have that. Now, the way I approach this with this new proposal that came out of system, land-grant institutions in Wisconsin became, you know, part of our fabric in 1865 through 1890 in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's over a century ago. We are at a point in Wausau. We don't have a comprehensive. And we're a big city in north central Wisconsin with a strong economy, which requires a university presence of some type. So for us to allow UW-Marathon County to slip away would be a travesty. We have to work as a community. We now have the opportunity to reposition our post-secondary institution in Wausau for the next century.
So this doesn't mean in 5 years what had been UW-Marathon County is going to go away and be shut down, right?
Oh, no. I envision something much, much greater, that what UW-Marathon County looks like now and what it looks like in 5 years in its capacity to partner with our technical college at North Central Technical. It's a game changer.
Okay.
For our
now,
community.
One thing that impressed me with the WTA study, excuse me, was they used five benchmarks. So let's look at those five benchmarks to measure the change just in Marathon County between 2009 and 2016. Jobs up 6.7%. The statewide increase was 7. Population up 1.1%. The statewide average up 1.5%. Labor force minus 1.4%. Statewide, the growth in the labor force was 0.6%. Home values off 3% in Marathon County, off 0.7% statewide. Mm-hmm. Unemployment rate below the state average as of 2016 in Marathon County. Mm-hmm. When you look at these stats, what do you see?
We've got a strong economy with stagnant population growth, and we don't have enough workforce to support our current industry sectors to grow.
How come your graduates of Wausau East or Wausau West aren't coming back, aren't staying home?
Well, it's not just a Wausau, it's a state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
You know, there's opportunity. The globe has so many opportunities for people now. And, you know, I deal with it with my kids. You know, my kids aren't coming back in the next 10 years to Wausau. They're going to go out and see the world and experience the world.
You expect them in 15 years to be back?
I don't know. It all depends in terms of the...
Your region needs bright children like you have.
Well, absolutely. But the state does, you know. And it really goes to the ownership that a community has, a region has, to create the place for people to want to stay or come back to. When we look at what's going on, and when I talk to my peers or I talk to people in our community about what's happening in Green Bay down to Milwaukee and Milwaukee to Madison, and Madison to the corridor to Green Bay or to Minneapolis-St. Paul, that there's vibrancy, there's scale, just in pure population and industry, there's scale that we can never compete with in central Wisconsin and Marathon County. And so we have to, and we're starting to take steps as a community, we have to start to set a vision for ourselves and say, how are we going to position our resources? How are we going to help our communities to position what they have to do to support a quality of life that's going to retain and attract people?
Are you now able to say to our best and brightest, you really ought to consider central Wisconsin because, number one, you can get a job, a family-supporting job. Number two, it's a beautiful area. Number three, you can afford to buy a home here. And number four, the schools are good. Are you in a position to sell that now, or is there some holes in that sales philosophy?
Yeah, there's some holes in it, in that there's a bunch of community partners. We're not at that stage yet. We're working there where we're trying to coalesce a group, a leadership group, to set a vision for Greater Marathon County 2040.
Where's the pushback? Who's not?
There
all
is
in?
No. There is. Everybody is in. And so what? It's just actually this this is starting. This conversation started about 60 days ago.
60 days ago.
Yeah. But you got to have a plan. You can certainly set a course if you and you think you're on the right course, but having a plan is really important because resources are limited, and we know what we want, what we need to do. But specifically, we have to have a plan that sets actions and accountability of stakeholders.
Okay. Let's look at another chart based on the WTA. This is a regional look. This is your Marathon County and your neighboring counties. And we'll show the chart for a while, but here's what strikes me. Jobs in Clark County over 2009-16 went up 14%, but jobs went down 8.9% in Wood County. These are your neighbors. Why one county up so well and why one county not 8.9 drop?
Yep. Depends on the industry sectors.
Okay.
That are present.
So who was having a bad run in Wood County?
Well, yeah. Wood County, you have Marshfield in the north that's really affiliated to the healthcare sector, Marshfield Clinic. And then to the south, Wisconsin Rapids, you have really a strong paper economy.
Okay.
And as you know, we all know in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Paper's seen some big changes in the industry sectors. We're big, you know, back about 3 years ago, the study came out that Wisconsin Paper was about a $5.2 billion industry. And a large amount of that trading is due to paper conversion. So Wisconsin Rapids is still, I mean, imagine a community that's just built on paper, and then all of a sudden over 5-6 years, the industry sector's decimated. You know, we're moving towards a paperless society and whatnot. They're still in a transformational shift down there in Wood County that it's going to take time. Now, Clark County, I know that's a heavy ag county, but it's also a metal fab county.
Okay.
Metal fabrication in the state of Wisconsin is just huge. The opportunities for growth are huge. And so when you see the variation of these things going on in the different counties, it really is tied to their sectors.
Another thing, I want to stay with this chart for one other observation. Of these seven counties, including Marathon, only two, Marathon and Portage, had an increase in population of more than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at workers of the future as baby boomers retire, not a good number?
Not enough. I mean, it's positive, right?
Yes, but?
But it's not enough.
Okay.
Not based on what we require for growth in terms of our current industry sector. But, you know, things aren't static. The demographic shift that's taking place is going to occur over the next 20 to 30 years, and the numbers aren't getting any better. So when you look at northern Wisconsin, what's happening in northern Wisconsin? If communities that are especially where we're positioned kind of between north and south.
Yes, you are.
Right at the end of
the highway
of I-39.
Yep.
That we have to be cognizant of what's occurring and set a new course to prevent decline in population growth. Because if all things, if you left them remain without trying to intervene into this circumstance, people are going to flee the northern areas for the Fox Valley, for Milwaukee, for Dane County, for Minneapolis-St. Paul.
If they leave Bayfield and Price and Taylor County, do you want them to come to your region to work?
Well, you know, there's people that say, hey, you know what, if we need workforce, we should go northwest.
Is that fair? Are you cannibalizing the Northwoods?
Everybody's cannibalizing everybody.
Thank you. That's a good answer. I want to ask you about two factors that are loom large in the WTA report. Broadband in your region.
Yeah.
Broadband, high-capacity internet. What percentage of homes and businesses have it?
I couldn't speak specifically. I can only tell you this.
Half empty or half full glass?
Oh, no, we're doing pretty good. We have pockets. Because the county's 130,000, the metro area is about 90,000. So the majority of our population has access, but there's rural pockets when you start to get out into the townships. that do not have the high-speed internet that we have. We do pretty well within the villages, but when you get out to the townships, not so much. And a lot of that has to do with geographic proximity in terms of hills, valleys, knolls, things like that, where you got to have line of sight, different types of access there.
Talk about infrastructure in central Wisconsin. Your highways, how critical is this impasse in the capital over future highway funding to your region?
Well, you know, we were very fortunate to be ahead of our development within I-29 and Highway 29 transition in Wausau.
You get that beautiful interchange.
Absolutely. And a lot of that was due to the state and federal government, Congressman Obie at that point in time, to help get those dollars in place to get that done. At the same time, our airport, Central Wisconsin Airport in Moosonee, positioned between Stevens Point and Wausau, really is a world-class facility, still underutilized to its capacity, okay, because the airlines have a lot to say in how that airplane, how that airport gets used. Mm-hmm. But at this point in time, yeah, there's still some things when we go east-west on Highway 29, especially as we leave Marathon County heading west towards Eau Claire. There were some plans there that are probably going to be put on the back burner at this point in time, but we do have very good east-west throughput from Minneapolis-St. Paul through Green Bay and then south on Highway I-39.
To make progress on the major issues in Marathon County and your region, what role should the federal government play? What role should state government play? What role should regional local governments? Mm-hmm. What can be done and who should do it?
Well, the state plays a big role with respect, and federal government with respect to infrastructure. We're not alone in Wisconsin, mind you. The things that we're facing with state budgets, federal budgets, we all experience these, and the demographic shift which is occurring is not just a Wisconsin thing. It's Minnesota, it's Illinois, it's Ohio, it's Indiana, it's the Rust Belt. They're all aging. You know, when you look at our demographics and then you compare it to Western Europe, we're all aging in that same respect. So the federal government plays a big role. Now, because the article of which we're talking about, really what happens if northern Wisconsin is allowed to fail? So it doesn't have the adequate infrastructure. At what point in time, how do those schools survive? How do those municipal governments survive, the townships, the villages? How do they support the public good, the infrastructure? They can't. And at some point in time, we already have communities in Marathon County that, you know, Brokaw.
Yes.
Suffering the same thing because they lost a paper sector employer there. Underwater on their debt. And so these are the things that our state leaders and the federal government are going to have to address. And it's not, and part of it's for the Fed to understand, it's not just Wisconsin, but it's the northern tier of the country, okay? But for the state, really, there's going to have to be a massive look, a study, and positioning of resources to help northern Wisconsin. There's an old saying in economic development, infrastructure enhancement precedes development. And that's by and large true. So if there are investments in broadband, access for work, especially in the digital age, and to make sure there's a sound freeway system, highway system for the northern area, those are two critical pieces that have to be looked at. That's part of, you know, when you look at Wood County, too, South Wood County, Wisconsin Rapids, they don't have access to a freeway. Got a highway, but not a freeway. Same with Marshfield. And that was part of the study pointed out, too. You don't have freeway access, you're behind.
Well, let's end it this way. Are you an optimist long term? I mean, what? Put on your rosy scenario, their best case scenario hat. Improvements, progress made within 1 year, 5 years, 10 years in your region. Let's end it on that happy note.
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, these are very complex problems.
Okay.
And they're not
10 years out.
Yep, they're not going to change. But 10 years for our region, a collective plan that really has set course in putting efforts together to make sure, you know, part of it is really developing a strategy where we are engaging our students, mm-hmm. our young kids, our youth.
Stay here. You'll be happy.
Well, you work, and it takes a partnership. So that means business and industry have to be at the table. It's not educators, what are you doing for me? It's no, I'm with you here, educators, and I'm going to work with your students, and I'm going to get them into my organization so that they can understand. And, oh, by the way, when they hit tech college or they hit the university, I'm going to help to pay for education. I'm going to give internships that pay good wages so that the students can mitigate student debt. And, oh, by the way, we'll pull them on the third year, and they can be a full-time employee working for our organization and employ them in place and get these students engaged in the community much earlier without debt and really understanding the value of their community.
And your CEOs are beginning to see this as a strategy?
Absolutely. They're already there.
They're already there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my nephew goes to U of M, but there's a local company. One of our local manufacturers owns a firm over there, and he's an engineering student there. And he got an internship for one semester, liked it. They liked him. He liked it. They hired him, said, hey, take a semester off and come into the co-op. And he did. So he worked there from January to August. He made $53,000. Went back. He's in school. And he's got a full-time job offer. Same company.
And he's probably also an acolyte for the possibilities in central Wisconsin, telling his or her friends.
You know, are we going to get them back here? Maybe so, because our local manufacturer who has a firm in Minnesota, bring them back.
Right.
Fine.
Right.
But every community in the state of Wisconsin, big community, is going to have to take this approach if we're going to win the day. And
well,
you win community by community.
The WTA report then had it right. We do have a north and south divide in Wisconsin from an economic standpoint.
We absolutely do.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. David Ekman, President and CEO of the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for bringing us a regional perspective. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.